Armin Marin. Is that right? Okay. You are in for something really special. This guy is an absolute star. Has anybody in this room actually seen Armin talk before? Please just show your hand. One, two, three. Are they in for something special, folks? Okay, you're nodding your head. Okay. I'm not even going to go on too much about Armin, about all he's done and do a big introduction. I'm just going to get the guy on and get stuck into it. But if you just check the internet, just do a search for Armin Marin, you'll find him everywhere. He really does dominate the market. He's simply sensational. Will you please give a warm welcome right now to Armin Marin.
You know, it's kind of interesting. I came to here, London, and all of a sudden, I had this almost an international incident while I was here. Here's what happened. As many of you know, when you travel, what happens to your clothes? They get lost, right? Well, actually, what happened is my clothes got wrinkled. So what I did is I said, well, I have two options. I can actually call down to the concierge desk and send them out to get pressed. One, two, there we go, perfect. I could call down to the concierge desk, get them pressed, or I could use the old-fashioned techniques, which is to hang them up in the bathtub, over the bathtub, right? Crank on the hot water, and then steam them out, right? And it worked pretty good, except for one small problem. I forgot the water was running, and my bathtub was plugged. So, needless to say, I'm out of towels. But that's actually, it did happen yesterday morning, so which was kind of funny. But what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about some really important things on how to make money. Is everyone ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get started. What I'm going to talk about is product creation secrets that guarantee your internet marketing success. Product creation secrets that guarantee your success. It's not if you will make money, it is how much money you will make. Is that good or is that good? It's good, right? Okay, with absolutely no experience. Now, how many people are qualified right now? With absolutely no experience, how many people are qualified? We're all qualified, right? We have no experience. Here's what we're going to cover. How you want to make money. We're going to talk about how you get paid. We're going to talk about traditional product development. Now, traditional product development takes a long time and takes a lot of specialized knowledge. And quite honestly, I don't think you have the time, because how do you want to make money? Fast or slow?
Fast,
exactly. So we're not going to talk about that too much. We're going to talk about eBay. Now, I am not going to tell you what everyone else will tell you about eBay, because most people do what on eBay? When you think of eBay, what's the first words that come to your mind? What?
Sell.
What's the other words? Buy. Okay. What other words? Auction. What other ones? Products. What other words? Cheap. What's the other one?
Junk.
Exactly. That's what I think of eBay. Is that I think that most of the time when people look at eBay is they think of junk. Don't you? Someone's trying to sell someone else's trash. And someone else is buying it. Right? Well, we're not going to talk about that method of eBay. In fact, I'm not going to tell you to go around to garage sales. I'm not going to tell you to go out and wholesale products. I'm not going to talk about any of that, because I think that's to me it just seems like a lot of work for nothing. We're going to talk about instant product aggregators, ways that you can get instant products instantly, obviously, but private label profits. How many people have ever private labeled a product? Raise your hands. What kind of product did you private label? A health product. That's a great, great market. Who else? Anyone else? I know you private labeled a product. You private labeled the whole e-commerce system. I know that. We talked about that just a moment ago. And we're going to talk about real estate as product development. Is real estate a good product to have?
Yeah.
Are they making any more of it?
No.
No. So the value of it increases every year as long as you have it, right? Let's talk about this. Instant traffic generation methods. We're going to talk about ways to generate traffic to your website, and you don't have to be a search engine expert. Is that good?
Yeah.
It's really, really easy. I can show you to get thousands of visitors to your website instantly by the time that you leave here today. How do you want to make money? We asked this question earlier. Fast or slow? Everyone?
Fast.
Hard or easy?
Easy.
Easy. A lot or a little?
A lot.
We always want to make it a lot. How many people answered fast? Raise your hand. How many people answered easy? Raise your hand. How many people answered a lot? Y'all raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, then you can leave now. This is why you need an IBG. Write this down. IBG. It's called an instant business generator. Instant business generator. And that's what we're going to talk about today. You know, whenever I talk about product development a lot, traditional product development, and these are the problems. First of all, I'm an expert at product development. I mean, I really don't talk about myself a lot in that regard because it's kind of boring, quite honestly. I have created products and products upon products, software products, yet I'm not a software programmer. I've created physical products. I've created diet products. I've created nutritional products. But yet, you know, again, that takes time, it takes energy, and it takes what? Money, right? Now, do you want to spend a lot of money to get started? Ideally, we don't. That's the ideal business, isn't it? Not start with a lot of money, but yet make a lot of money. Isn't that what we want? That's what we're going to do. Again, product development. The most important thing I learned as a product developer is this, and this is what you want to write down right now. You only get paid for results. Now, some of you may be flipping through your books and say, where's all his notes? They're not in my book. That's right. They're not in your book. And the reason why is because if you're looking at your notes, you're not listening to me. And because I'm going to tell you things that I just think of off the top of my head that I keep adding throughout this whole presentation. So you're going to want to take a lot of notes for this, and you're going to learn more because of it. It doesn't have to be your product. Get this through your head right now. It doesn't have to be your product. It can be someone else's product. Stephen Pierce and I, who you met earlier, we promoted a product this past week. Last week. Last week, we sold someone else's product. Now, I'm not going to tell you how many Steven sold, and all I'm going to tell you is he sold more than I did. We promoted someone else's product, okay? I sold 461 copies of it, and I made $100 a piece. Is that pretty good? It's $47,000, and it wasn't my product. Now, do I have to do product support for it? No. Did I have to spend money to develop it? No. What did all I have to do? Market it. Just market it. Just get in traffic to their website. I didn't have to write copy. In fact, I did videos. That's how I sold the product. I didn't even write ad copy. I just did some videos like you saw Brett do. And I did that in about less. Mine were a lot shorter than Brett's. Mine were only a couple of minutes at tops. And yet we sold 461 copies, made $47,000 off that particular product. You don't have to create it yourself. Again, you don't have to invent it yourself. You don't have to be creative in order to do this. Write this down. You do not get paid for being creative because the old, boring stuff is what still sells to this day. Have you ever heard the phrase, make a better mousetrap? That is so accurate to it. If you go into the store, how many brands of toilet paper are there? Toilet paper. I know you guys use it. We're not that different. Just because I'm from the U.S., I know you have to use toilet paper. There's a lot of different brands, right? How many different brands of paper towels? A lot of them. How many different brands of whatever? How many different car manufacturers are there? A lot. The problem is that everyone says that theirs is just not a lot different. It's just a little different in order to gain that market share, right? That's what we're talking about. You don't have to hit a home run. This is the biggest problem on the internet today, is everyone thinks you have to create one product and make millions of dollars. That's possible. But I'm telling you, that is not the norm. I have done that. I sold one product, as Ted told you earlier. I created it a long time ago, and we did $4.2 million in 12 weeks. It's pretty good. Not bad. But that's not the norm. I can tell you this. I've never created another product that has done that to this day. But I've created a lot of products that make me an extra $2,000. $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 every single month. And when you total all those up, that's a lot of money, right? What if you could do this? This is what we're going to talk about. Create an extra $5,000 a month. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. Is $5,000 a lot of money? Some people say yes, some people say no. Okay, let me ask you this. Let's put it $5,000 into perspective. First of all, if you spent $5,000, and you made $200,000, is $5,000 a lot of money? No, exactly. But what if I took $5,000 away from your income every single month. Is it a lot of money now? It is. See? It's how you put it into perspective. But $5,000, making an extra $5,000, what can you do with an extra $5,000 a month? A lot. Like what? What would you do? What would you do with it?
Just get rid of debt.
Get rid of debt. What would you do with it?
Go on a holiday.
Go on a holiday. This lady right here, what would you do with it? Your career. $5,000, that is your career at that point, right? You can do a lot of things with $5,000. You know, money to me is really not everything, and I'll show you why in a moment. You can do this all without HTML knowledge. Okay, is that a good thing? For those of you that don't know anything about HTML, it's a really good thing, isn't it? Without a website, how many of you don't have a website? Is that a good thing? Yes? Yes. Without a domain name. How many of you even know what a domain name is? Hopefully all of you after last night, right? You should. Now, without experience, again, is it getting better? Yes. Without years of trial and error? Yes. You don't have years. You have days. Because let me explain to you something, real simple concept. When it comes to the internet or anything new that you're doing, the faster you see results, the longer you will stay with it. Is that true? How many people have ever started a diet? Okay, raise your hands if you start a diet. The rest of you are lying. You are lying. In fact, someone's got a product outside right now. Lose 10 pounds in 2 days. They said, don't take the copy. I took the copy because I wanted that. I want to lose 10 pounds in the next 2 days or whatever it may be, 2 weeks. But without years of trial and error, we want to do it fast. Without spending thousands of dollars. That's the other part. Thousands upon thousands of dollars, many times we spend. And all for less than $200 US, it's about 100 pounds, right? It's pretty good. Now, that's the ideal business model that we're going to show you today, that what I'm going to do is talk about this. Now, here's the biggest question, is I always get this every single time, no matter who I talk to, no matter what the audience is, no matter where it is anywhere in the world, and that is, can you actually make money online? How many people think you can make money online? Hopefully all of you do, because that's why you're here. But here's the deal. This is my stats for this month. What's the date today? Someone, come back tomorrow. You'll be all right. This is what I've made so far this month online. Everyone, up front, can you see that?
Yeah.
Say that loud for everybody.
$87,633. $87,633
so far this month. Is that good? I think it's okay. But I'm actually a little behind pace right now. That's not what my month should be. Here's what I made last month. This is my merchant account. Can everyone see that figure? $465,000. But that's not really the truth, because that was only one of my merchant accounts. And that doesn't also account about another $300,000 that we did at a seminar I did last month. So, again, you can see why I'm a little upset at the $87,000. Here's my other merchant account, another $90,000. Again, getting better? What would you do with an extra $500,000 this month? An extra $5,000. Let me explain to you something. Again, I said money's not everything. And it's not. It's fun. After a certain point in time, you buy your toys. Do you guys like toys here? I like toys. What's your favorite toy? This gentleman on the very end over there. That's your laptop's your toy.
Cars.
What kind of car would you buy with an extra $500,000? Any car you want, right?
The Bentley. David Beckham.
The Bentley. Yeah. Bentley's a good car. What else? What kind of toys would you guys buy?
David
you.
Yeah.
Camera.
I'll buy David Beckham.
He'll buy David Beckham. Okay, that makes sense. You can do whatever you want at that point, right? But here's what I did. I bought my toys. When I made a lot of money on the internet, I bought my toys. The first toy I bought was what I've been working for since I was 10 years old. I only wanted one car alone. And that was a brand new BMW 740iL. This is a couple years ago. And I bought that car. You know what it's like when you go into the car dealership and they ask you, so what kind of financing would you like for your car? I'm like, do you accept a check? Or when you go to buy your house, and this is what I did, I made my wife And she actually had a house already. And so I said, well, I don't really like that monthly payment so much on the house. And I said, well, how much is the mortgage payment? She's told me how much. I said, no, how much is the mortgage, period. Right? And so I paid for the house. How many payments? One. Guess what? This week I'm in the process right now. This is what it's all about. It's not about me. It's all about what you can do for other people. Don't you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's never for yourself. This week, one of my dreams are coming true, and that is, this week I'm in the process right now, I'll be signing the papers within the next couple days, of buying the house for my parents.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that something you want to do? Now, that's the type of things that you can do. I just sent my parents on a trip to the Philippines. My mom's from the Philippines. I sent my parents on a 30-day trip to the Philippines, all expenses paid. Everything. And I sent them more money while they were there because they gave away their money that they had, that I sent them with to begin with. But the fact is that you can do these things for other people if you follow a simple business plan. And that's what we're going to do. It all begins with a product. Always, always, always begins with a product. A product that people want and are willing to pay for. Now, I didn't say a product that people need. Did you notice that? I said a product that people want. Because how many times have we bought things that we don't necessarily need, but we want? Raise your hand if you've ever done that. Okay. All men in the audience should raise their hand. Because usually, if you're married, I can guarantee you bought something that you wanted, but then your wife turned to you and said, you don't need that, right? Isn't that what they said? I know, I get that all the time. Without a product, nothing will happen. We always know that. So someone has to buy it. Do you have a product now? Who's got a product? Who has a product currently? Raise your hand. You do have now? Oh, I took your book. Well, so anyways, there's a website going up very shortly about how to lose weight in the next 2 weeks. I'll tell you about that after. I think it's called Weight Loss Generator. That's what it's going to be called. But if you have a product right now, that's great. If you don't, we're going to show you how to get one. If you don't have a product, you need to find one fast if you want to make money fast, right? That's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. Now let's get started. Let's talk about eBay, first of all. eBay as product development. Now this is the key. This is the actual chart from 1998 all the way up until April 2005. Is eBay a growing company? I think so. 135.5 million people using eBay worldwide. 83 million in the U.S., with 45.1 million being active right now. Is that good numbers? Does eBay get a lot of traffic then?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have traffic, is eBay a good place to get traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so. 31 million people in other countries around the world. Now, the Internet itself, what is it? It's worldwide, right? I sell products right now. Out of my products, my software products that I sell online, I have customers in 101 different countries. 101 different countries. Now, do you think I speak all those different languages? No. I just put it up in English, and they go. They go with it. Let's look at some other eBay stats. $18. $18. That's the cost of an eBay share when the company went public in September 1998. After splits, it's worth $760 today. Not bad if you invest in eBay. $729. Value of goods sold on eBay every second. Every second. 19 million. Number of items on the site at any given time, more than 300 times the number of stock keeping units in a typical Walmart. Do you have Walmart here? What is it? Okay. I'll go with that. That sounds good. 65 million. Number of registered eBay users by the end of 2003, and that's up 36% from the year before. Obviously, that's an old stat. Next one, $6.7 billion. Value of cars used, new, and sold on eBay in 2003. Still pretty good. eBay Motors is one of the largest sellers of cars in the world. $3.2 billion. eBay's market share is close of December 2004. Is that good? eBay is a big company, obviously. And we're going to use that to our advantage. You can use eBay for new products. If you don't have a product, you can get one on eBay. And I'm going to show you. One man's trash is another man's gold. That's a fact. I mean, we all know that. We've bought other people's trash before, probably at one point in time. If you ever bought a used car, you bought another person's trash. They didn't want it anymore, you did, and therefore now it's your gold. Isn't that correct? Most people don't know the first thing about marketing, so they sell out. You see, remember, how many people in the world do you think know how to market? Not a lot, right? If you know how to market, that is a valuable, valuable piece of information, because now you will never be jobless ever again in your life. Anytime you need to make money, Ted made an interesting point. He said that he needed to make some money. And what did he do? He wrote some ad copy, made about $250,000, right? That's power. Anywhere you go in the world, you can now make money, and it doesn't matter where you are. You can literally go for weeks at a time and just be on the internet. eBay sells businesses and websites. How many people knew this? Some of you did. Now, eBay sells businesses and websites. We're going to show you how to find them, what the criteria is, and I'm going to show you examples of what, not only what I bought in the past, but what I bought this morning, okay, on eBay, without really any work for very, very little money, okay? If you don't know what you're doing, you will get burned and churned. Very simply, I'm going to give you enough information to make you dangerous, okay? You will be dangerous. It's like Star Wars. You can use the Force for good, or you can use it for evil. And if you don't know what you're doing, someone will take advantage of you. And so you need to follow the steps. You will lose money if you don't follow the steps, and you'll end up with something you can't sell or get rid of, which is the worst thing you can have. And don't be a putz. Okay, a putz is this. P-U-T-S. A product you're unable to sell. Don't have one, and certainly don't be one. But you can't have a product and can't get rid of it. I mean, is that a big problem? If you have something, you just can't get rid of it, you bought it, and you made a you realize after the fact that you made a mistake. I mean, you just wasted your time, you wasted your money. So this is what I bought. This is what I have bought on eBay. I bought this website. It's called Upsense. Now, Kurt's going to talk about a method that you can make money with advertising and things of that nature, and he'll tell you more all about that. But this is Google. Google has a program called AdSense. Okay? Let me explain to you real quick how the program works. I'm not going to go into detail. But basically, people that advertise on Google, you can let them advertise on your website, and Google will pay you money. Now, the higher people pay for a word, for example, do you think that real estate is a popular word on Google? If you put an ad on real estate on your website, that person may be paying Google, let's say, $10 or $15 every time someone just clicks on their ad. Just clicks on their ad. Now, in turn, Google may pay you, let's say, $3. Is that good? Now, if you had 100 people click on your ad a day, how much money did you make? $300, right? Now, for doing what? Simply putting some keywords on your page. Well, this is a website that I found on eBay. 490 keywords that are over $10 per click. Over $10 per click. I looked at this real quick and I said, that's a good product. Because if you were advertising your website and you had ads on your website itself, do you think it would be valuable to have the highest paying words? Would that be a good product? Yeah. So what we did is we bought this website and posted it back up online. Now, this is the website. It came like this. I didn't create the website. I didn't create the domain name. All I did was I bought the website. Now, here's what I bought it for. $179. Is that good?
Yeah.
Now, here's the funny part. I bought the website. I turned around. I started marketing it, started advertising it. And I think it was within the first 3 hours or so, I had already made more than $179 from that website. Now, we're talking not days, we're not talking months, we're not talking years, we're talking hours after buying something like this. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, fast. We want to do it fast. Something else I bought on eBay. Okay, this is called Star iPods. Now, have you ever seen those emails? Some of you may have, probably in the form of spam in some way that you received. It says, register to get a free iPod. Well, someone's making money somewhere. It works off advertising. You fill out the names. You fill out your name and information, and you refer a bunch of other people. If you have five other people that sign up for the free iPod, that sign up to get more information or go through these offers that they have, you get a free iPod. It makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Well, again, you buy it, you put it online, you're done. That's it. It's already set, turnkey. I didn't have to do anything. The web domain name was there. What else was there? The website was there. The system was there. I didn't have to do anything. Is that good?
Yeah.
Nothing is good, right? How many people agree? Not working is a good thing. Okay, if you feel this need to work, I feel sorry for you. Because you don't have to work. You will get over the guilt after a certain period of time. It's okay. I have a friend of mine that refuses. You know, I partnered with him on a couple of projects, and we made like $10,000 last month. And he's like, well, what else do I need to do? I said, you don't have to do anything. He's like, why not? I'm like, because you don't. And he says, I feel like I have to do something. I said, just sit down. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. Because it doesn't work that way. Okay, credit repair. I bought this for $18.95. $18.95. I can guarantee at lunch you will pay more for your lunch here than you will pay for this website. Is that right? I mean, think about it. But it's a complete website now. Look at this. Here's the website. Is that a bad-looking website? Yeah, it looks pretty decent. It's not bad. Now, most of these websites you get, they're not going to look great. But you'll probably want to change some ad copy on it. That's okay. But it doesn't take a lot of work. But I bought this website as is. It's like a 500-page manual. 375 pages, actually. Right down the left-hand corner it says it. 375 pages manual that it comes with. 375 pages of content that I didn't have to write, I didn't have to put together, I didn't have to create, I didn't have to take weeks or months to put the information together, but yet I have a website that already has it, and I bought it for $18.95. How many people can do that? Okay, let me show you the process. Here's the process, step by step. Okay, ready? Here's the website on eBay. I click buy now. Okay? I then pay them, usually with my PayPal card. And then I sit back and I wait for them to email me. And then they give me the login information for the website, and they give me the access to the website so I can change who they pay. Now, in total, how long do you think the first step of that process took? 5 minutes? Well, I have this little thing that I can buy things really fast. It's called RoboForm. Right? So I just click one button, it fills out all my payment details for me. So I kind of shortcut the process so I can buy more websites faster. And so I fill out the form, I pay for them, and then I sit back. I wait for them to contact me. How long do you think it would take me? Now, you guys saw a little bit about web design. There's an order button lower down on this page. And now all I could do is I change the link of where the order button goes to. How long do you think it would take me to do that? Let's put it this way. Here's how you do it. You highlight your order link from one place, your processor, right? And then you copy it. Then you go over here to this website, and you click paste. Okay? That's how tough it is. Can everyone do that? If you can do that, you have all the technical skills that you need in order to do this. Let's look at this. Free car website. Free cars. How many people would like to drive around a free car? Okay? They pay for it. Well, there's an exchange, though. Your car is going to be a walking billboard, rolling billboard, let's put it that way. They're going to put advertising all over this car. They're going to give you the car, and you're going to drive around, and you're going to advertise some company. Now, that might not be a good thing, depending on what they want you to advertise, but you can get a free car. You know, there are tens of thousands of people every month looking for ways to drive a free car. Do you think that they would pay $19.95 to get that information? Yes, they would. They will. They do. Exist not from you right now, but you can. Here's what happens. $99. $99. That's like £2, right? But $99, US dollars. All of a sudden, now you can do that. You can have the product. What is it? It's just a list of places that you can go to apply to get a free car. That's it. Let's look at something else. Here's what I did. Here's off this guy's website. And let's back up. I want to show you some things. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm showing you examples. But here's the deal. What happens is, write this down, because these are the steps, truly the steps. You go to eBay, ebay.com, and you just go to ebay.com, it'll forward you to probably the UK eBay site. Now, on the main eBay site, there's going to be usually two or three different versions. So I'm going to show you how to get to the proper place. On the main page, there's going to be sometimes there will be a column, okay, of different categories on eBay. So you're going to click on business and industrial, okay, or business. It may just say business on the main page. Or it may say business and industrial. Or if there's not a series of links down the page, there will be a drop-down box. Does everyone know what a drop-down box is? You click on it and it has a list of categories. You click on there, and again, you click on the same thing, business and industrial. eBay has different pages that they test. You know, Brett talked about testing. They're testing different pages for navigation purposes. So you may see one or two of those different types of pages. You're always going to click business and industrial. The fastest way to get there is just go to business.ebay.com. Business.ebay.com. No www. Just business.ebay.com. Now, when you get there, there'll be three columns of categories. Three columns. You're looking on the third column. Go all the way down to the end of the third column and go up four spaces. And you're going to see websites for sale. That's how you get to that category. Very simple. Again, the fastest way is just go to business.ebay.com. Then scroll in the third column and you'll see websites for sale in that category. Is that pretty simple? Now, let me warn you, a lot of the websites are bad. They're not good. They're crap. I mean, it's true. They are just products that people wouldn't want to buy. And you will get ripped off if you don't know what you're doing. Let's go back for a second. Yeah, cheesecake's a big one. This was for the car site that I bought, the free car site. Here's what's important. This is the guy's ID up here, Lee Post. 237. What does that mean? That's the number of items that he has sold to other people on eBay. Okay? So is that good that he sold 237 other people? Because he's not new at this, so we know he's done before. He has 99.6% feedback, which means people are pretty happy with what they bought from him, right? Not everyone's going to be happy, so I'll allow him the 0.4%. We can read other people's feedbacks, so we can see if this guy is a person that we want to deal with. We can add him to our favorites, which is something, because if he sells one item, he may sell other items that we may be looking at and want. We can ask him a question. We can view their other items as well, too. Now, I have to tell you exactly how this whole process came together. A few years ago, several years ago, before I even knew Kurt, I was at a seminar. Kurt and Ted were speaking there. I wasn't. And, in fact, I was in the audience, just like you guys. And Kurt talked about eBay, and he talked about buying and selling web businesses. And I took Kurt's information from what I listened to him just in that presentation, and I went back and I bought, I think, two different search engines on eBay. And this was several years ago. And Kurt's method that he was teaching me was to find a business that's profitable, that was profitable already, and just buy that business. And I said, well, what if you could take a business that's unprofitable, that's not profitable, that's not making any money? Because if we were not trying to find a profitable business, that's why we're getting it so cheap, right? If it was profitable, they'd want what? More money, which is, I'm too cheap. I don't want to give them more money. I want to give them as little money as possible, because with a little bit of marketing expertise, you will be able to take that and turn it into a profitable business really easily if we can do it. And we're going to just wait for the scan process to finish. And then let's get rid of that. I can't see the screen, so. Snap scan. Are you sure? Not really, but. Okay, so there we go. So that's how I came up with this idea and the concept, and we started playing around with it. We bought several of these businesses. My brother comes to me and says, you seem to be making a lot of money. And I said, yeah, we do okay. And my brother says, can we do something together? Now, my brother is what I would refer to as a technophobe, meaning that he knows absolutely nothing about computers. And I wasn't about to sit down and teach him how to use a computer. So what I did is I said, what's the fastest way I can teach my brother on how to market online without having to create a product, without having to teach him, because I don't have the patience in order to teach him. I can teach someone else, but I can't teach my brother. It's a whole lot easier for me to teach you than it is to teach my brother on how to do this. And so it's for some reason he frustrates me. I don't know why. Anybody have a brother like that? I mean, you know what I mean then. So I told him, I get this idea. I said, I'm doing some stuff on eBay, and let's just look for a website. So we found this website. It was a casino bookcase. That's the name of the website, casinobookcase.com. And I looked at the website. They were selling five different books on casinos, on how to win at craps, how to win at roulette, how to win at blackjack, and all the other stuff. Now, do a lot of people gamble? Yeah. A lot of people gamble. And so I said, well, how much is this website? And it was like $200. So I bought the website. I said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to buy this website and we're going to turn it around. We're going to make money with this website, because this website looked bad, extremely bad. So what I did is, you know those long sales letters? Do you ever see those? They scroll forever and ever and ever. Well, all my websites are like that. And so I wrote one of these long sales letters that I put a headline. I did all kinds of testing on it. We started driving traffic, and I found something interesting. I found a loophole in Google. The loophole was this. Google banned all kinds of casinos from advertising on them, on Google in their ads. You couldn't advertise a casino. But what people didn't know is they did not ban information on how to play at casinos. So I was getting thousands upon thousands of visitors for 5 cents to coming to that website. And all of a sudden, now, the website was not good. In fact, it's still not good. But here's what you can do with a really bad website. I started averaging one sale a day. First of all, they were selling it for $27. I bumped the price to $47. Now, what did I change? Really not much, not a lot at all. It took me 20 minutes to change the whole website. I boosted the price, and I started advertising it. First day we made one sale. Next day we got one sale. How long did it take us to get our money back? 5 days, right? 4 or 5 days, that's it. We got our money back. And it was doing really bad. So I said, well, let's add something else to it. I said, the copy has to be changed. And so I didn't do a lot of testing. I just changed one thing on the copy. I added at the top, you win or money back guarantee. That was at the very top of the website. Now, if they use the techniques and they didn't win, we give them their money back. It's very plain and simple. The strategies were pretty simple to use. They weren't complicated. I doubled my sales. I went to 2 sales a day. So now we're making almost $100 a day off a website that, what? I paid $200 for. Is that good?
Yeah.
Now, again, we didn't stop at one. Well, if you made $3,000 a month and you had one website, what should you do? Get another one, and then another one, and another one. It's kind of addicting after a while. Making money is addicting because it's no longer about the money. It's about how many times you can do this over and over and over again, right? And that's what's the fun part. So that's just another story that how we did this. Cheesecake. Here's where I found this website on Cheesecake. This is a demo website. This is what's called a template website. Now, this is all about cheesecakes, has 10-pound cheesecakes, 4-pound, I mean, all different kinds of cheesecakes. And I'm like, how many people really look for cheesecake on the internet? I mean, think about it. Is that a big topic? I didn't think so, but I did some research. And I was like, okay, I went to inventory. Write this down if you don't know this already. I went to inventory.overture.com. And I started looking. I said, cheesecake. I said, okay, Cheesecake Factory was the number one, 122,998 times. Number two was cheesecake, 34,556 times. Cheesecake recipe, 28,410 times. Now that's just on Overture. Overture is owned by Yahoo, and that's across Yahoo's networks. Now if you multiply that by about, let's say 4, just on average, that's really about a segment of how many people on the internet are searching for that item. So we're talking about 100,000 people a month searching on cheesecake. Is cheesecake a good topic now?
Yeah.
I thought so. And so we grabbed that. Now, here's something else. Magazines. $300. I found this magazine website. And now, first of all, it has all the magazines. This is what the magazine site looked like. Has all the magazines listed. You can see the different categories. Already pre-populated for you. Now, magazines are a big business. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Now, how do magazines make their money? Advertisers, what else? Not necessarily the subscriptions, and that was the interesting part. Magazines really don't make money from the subscriptions. That's extra money to them. A lot of times what will happen is you'll, for example, Forbes, $24.95. Do you know how much it will cost you for a year subscription of Forbes at a wholesale cost? Probably about $5. Is that good? But here's what will happen, is Forbes will want to raise their advertising prices, and if to raise their advertising prices, what do they need? More circulation, more subscribers to the magazine. So what they will do for their wholesalers is they will then reduce the price, your price, down to zero. Meaning that when you sell an issue of Forbes, a year subscription to Forbes, how much money do you keep? All of it. And sometimes they will not only reduce it to zero, they will pay you. They will pay you like $1, $2, $3 in order to sell that magazine. Is that a good deal? I'll do that all day long. You know, and this is a full magazine site. Now, here's the deal. It has the magazines already listed in it. Everything is in a search engine. Now, I mean, it's all searchable. You can go through this whole thing. It has an affiliate program built into it. All you have to do is start marketing it and change where the payments go through. Now, here's the other part to this site, is that this site itself has all this stuff. When someone places an order, it pays you. They pay you the money, right? Automatically, it sends an email off to who you buy the magazines from, the actual wholesale company. And then you keep the difference. And so how much work is that? Not a lot of work. Our magazine's a big topic. How many people have magazines in the house right now? You bought them from somewhere, right? There's tons and tons of people searching for magazines on the internet, and they buy magazines on the internet. And you can make money from it with a magazine site. That's $300, you know. And the reason why I showed you this one for $300, I didn't buy this website. The reason I showed you it for $300 is because $300 is too much money for that website. $300 is too much money for that website. Because I did a little research and I found I can get that exact same website from someone else with a different domain name on it for about $70. $70 US. And so I would have paid $230 more if I didn't know what I was doing. And but again, is it a good deal at $300? Yeah. Yes, it's a better deal at $70 though. I don't want to spend a lot of money. Let's look at this. Grants, government grants. Has anyone ever heard of this? Government grants, I'm not sure if you have them here. You probably do. But this one happens to be U.S. government grants. Huge, huge topic. You ever heard of a person named Matthew Lesko? Okay, if you ever come to the U.S. and you watch TV, you'll see his commercials. He has this purple suit on, and he has question marks all over the suit everywhere you look, right? Yeah, he's really geeky. And he's got these glasses, real tall, thin guy. And what he talks really fast. And he says, you know, I can show you how to make thousands of dollars and get thousands of dollars on the internet from government grants. So he's been doing this for years. His company does about $150 million a year. Now, I did some research. And I found out when I went down to my local library that there's this book. It was called Information USA. I found this out several years ago, probably about 8 years ago. And I looked up that book. You know what? It was a listing of all the grants in the U.S. And so he's selling the same package for like $40, and I found it for free at the library. But then I found out something else. Do you know that the U.S. government, everything that the U.S. government produces is public domain? Meaning that you can take it, package it, put your name on it, and then sell it. Is that good? I think so. It's payback. So what you can do is you can go to the U.S. government website. In fact, you want me to show you how to search anything on the U.S. government real quick in 2 seconds? And you can sell the information, anything, anything. Go to google.com/Uncle Sam. That's it. Now Google will act as your search engine for U.S. government information. Is that good? You can search for anything. Let's say you want to create a product on diets. You know, the government, U.S. government has whole websites on diets. Whole websites, huge amounts of information. And all you have to do is do this. Okay, remember this? Copy. Okay, and then you go over to your Word document and you hit paste. Okay, now it's yours. Now you can market it. That's it. That's the whole thing over and over. You want to create a product, stop smoking. You type in stop smoking on that website. You come to the website, you find a bunch of articles on it, you go into your Word document over here, you hit paste, and then you're done. Now you have a product that you can market on Stop Smoking. On real estate, you want to create a real estate product? Do the same thing. Type in real estate, you find all the different subjects that the U.S. government has on real estate, which most of it is very generic stuff on real estate. You click copy, you click paste, right? That's it. Over and over and over again, and there's tons of things like this you can do. And I'll show you how to do that. I bought this one for $49.95, though. Was it a good deal? I thought so. $49. Could I have created the product myself? Yes, I could have. But now think about this. They had a website. They had a domain name. They had everything set up. And all I had to do was give them $49.95. So was it worth my time to really go through and do it all by myself? No. You're paying for product development. That's what you're paying for. Here's one. This is how you can get ripped off. This is from last night. Cashback Depot. Now, this is a rebate system. It's a very good rebate system. What happens is anything that you buy online, you send them what you bought, and they will give you cash back if there's a rebate program for it. Is that a pretty good product? Huge, huge company that's behind this. You can buy it for $4,900. Or, if you know how to do it, you can get it for free. Is that a big difference? Yes, you can do it. Now look at this. Another option. I bought this. I was up late. 4:33 a.m. I went to bed at 5:30 last night in the morning. I woke up at 7:30. I just can't sleep. So I was doing this. I was doing some research. 4:33 a.m. You hit the buy it now. $9.95. A whole set, actually 6 CDs on hypnosis. From losing weight, stop smoking, and all this other stuff. I bought the whole CD set, and guess what? It came with resale rights. Meaning that I can sell it and keep how much of the money? All of it. And I can sell master resale rights to it, meaning I can sell it to you too, if I want to. You see, for $9.95, is that good? Could I have a hypnosis product put together for less money? No, so now it's a good value. Let's look what else. I found this website. This was pretty neat. This is all kinds of recipes, different types of books. The sandwich, it's a meal between two slices of bread. That's a catchy title. But kids' fun recipes. The recipes in the classic dessert collection. 140 salads, right? Recipes. Again, it's a recipe site. All these books. You got all these books, 2 pages worth of books, and it was like $10 or something like that. It wasn't very expensive. Here's another one. This was pretty slick. $37. Now, these were all kinds of marketing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 tape sets. 15 tape sets that I got bought with master resale rights on all kinds of topics of marketing, and I can duplicate them, I can digitize them, I can do whatever I want with them, I instantly have a product to market. Now, do you think I would sell it for more than $37? Yeah. Now, information is what? One of the best products that you can put together. Why? Because you can't put a value on information. For example, a piece of paper. Let's just use this piece of paper. We have this piece of paper right here. I'll get back. This piece of paper. Who wants to give me money for this? How much will you give me for this? We're going to auction it off. How much money? What?
As it stands, buying it now.
Well, let's say this piece of paper. We don't know what's on it necessarily. How much money will you give me? Nothing. How much?
1p.
1p? What else? Who will give me more money for this? But what if this piece of paper, what if I told you this, that this piece of paper had the winning lottery numbers for tomorrow on it? How much money would you give me for this? I'll keep it for that. But the winning lottery numbers, all of a sudden this paper all of a sudden has value. It's information. People will pay for information. If this paper had a 7-step system on how to make $1 million in 3 weeks, would you buy it? And it was guaranteed. Yes, you would buy it. Information is valuable, and information will sell online. Whatever you know how to do, someone else wants to know how to do it. I bought this, even though I may not personally know anything from this. I could be on these CDs, and I wouldn't even know it, because I didn't even look to see who was on it. It didn't tell me. But there was one on internet marketing. I was like, okay, well, this narrows it down to only a few people that I know about talk about internet marketing, so it could be one of the guys in the room could be on that CD set. I don't know. But for $37, it's worth my time to buy it. Now, private label. Let's talk about something else. Private label profits. Question. Microphone.
Hi, thanks a lot. That was really great. Just 2 quick queries. I'm just wondering why it is people want to get rid of these websites if they're so good. And the second one is how do you know the products are actually worth selling?
Very good. That's good. 2 good questions. Okay, the first question was, if these websites are so good, why would someone get rid of them? Remember, the number one thing that people don't know how to do is market. Okay, number two, they may be what's making template websites like I showed you. They may not only sell one of this website, they may sell bunches. They may sell 10, 15, 20. Now, ultimately, does it matter to me? No, because if you do a research on Google, you'll find that you won't find any of that product anywhere. And so all of a sudden, with just small pieces of information on how to market on Google, for example, you will get traffic, and now people will know that that website exists. Another website I bought on Google, for example, here's a real good example, SubmitBuddy. SubmitBuddy.com, I thought it was a neat domain name. I bought it for the domain name. I bought it for $20. Now, if you want to get in the search engines, what's the one thing that you should do? Submit your site to the search engines, right? That would be step one, right? Now, do you think people should do that? Well, do you think if you had a way that they could submit to your through your website to all the search engines, would that be a valuable website? Now, if you go on eBay right now, you'll find tons of these websites like that, website submission services, and they'll be selling them for $50, $100, $200. I paid $20. I get a good deal. Now, considering the domain name, if I registered it myself, would have cost me $10. So all of a sudden, now I have this website. Here's all I had to do. Take this website, post it up on Google AdWords, and all of a sudden drive traffic to it, and people buy it. That's it. So the biggest reason why they're selling it is because they don't know what they have. They don't know how to market. And the easy way for them to get out is to simply sell it to somebody else. What was your second part of the question?
The question is, how do you know the product's any good?
How do you know the product's any good? First of all, you can ask them for a sample of the product. That's the first thing you can do. The second part to that is to find out if people are willing to pay money for this, is do a search for that same product on Google. If someone else has that product or is selling that product, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. The reason why is because if you find a product that no one else is selling, run. Because we don't know if it's going to sell. If people are advertising it, that's a good thing. And the reason why is because now all of a sudden you know that there's a market. It exists. People are buying it.
So, sorry, it's a slightly different question. You can't answer it, Greg, but what I was saying,
how do you
the product you're buying might be junk.
That's what I'm saying. You can you email them.
Okay.
The question, again, the question, let me repeat that just so everyone hears. He says, what if the product you're buying is junk? So what you do is you first email them, you ask them for a sample of the product. If you feel uncomfortable in buying anything, and if they won't show you a sample of it, don't buy it. Just make common sense. One more question.
When you buy something with master resale rights, how can you be sure that that's an honest right and that you're not infringing copyright?
You can ask them. Every time that you buy a master resale rights product, you should get some kind of documentation with it. It could be a simple text file, and they will actually do it. And you can actually go back. For example, if you have any doubts, it will say who wrote the product on it, so you could contact them and find out if this is true.
Right.
So you always, just like anything else, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do your due diligence. And if you feel uncomfortable in anything, if there's anything that signals you off as a red flag, do not buy it. Because you're going to waste your time, you're going to waste your money. Does that make sense? So again, anything that sets off a red flag, do not buy it. But you're going to have things that will set you off that, let's say, I don't feel comfortable. If you have any hint that you may feel uncomfortable at any point, stop. Don't do it. In fact, what I tell you to do is this. Is I tell you to go through and watch. You know the best way that I see a lot of stock market programs, what they do, they teach you how to play the stock market with fake money, right? Mm-hmm. Fake money, so you don't waste anything. So all of a sudden you start looking at these products and you start marketing them, watching them, I should say. You watch them to say, okay, here's what the product started off at. Remember, it's eBay, so it could go up and down as far as how you're doing it, meaning how much it's going to sell for. It could be today for $10 and tomorrow by the time it closes out, it could be on sale for $200. So what do you do is, well, you're looking for products, write this down, with the buy it now button. I do not play the bidding game on eBay. I look for buy it now buttons. Because if I buy it now, I'm guaranteed that that is the price that I'm going to pay. Does that make sense? So this way we're guaranteed how much we're going to pay. Let's go on and I'll answer some more questions after. Private label profits. Products that you don't create. Again, good thing. Products you don't manage, necessarily. Products you don't take payments in some cases. Products you don't have to worry about. You just send traffic to it. You can sell your private label after the fact, and you can do this over and over and over and over again. You know, realistically, the internet itself is quite boring. I mean, there's only so many ways to make money, and then it's doing the same things over and over and over again. Is that okay, though? I think it's all right. Because if you're doing the same thing, I mean, again, if you're buying a website, you buy it, you put some advertising to it, you pop it up, you're done. You wait, you sit. You know, you do it again. You do the same process over and over again. Private label, same thing. Now, it only takes minutes to set up. Let me give you some examples. What does this look like? What would you say that is? A travel agency. Do people travel? Is it a good idea to have a travel agency? Especially if it doesn't cost you any money. What if I can show you how to set up a website like Expedia or any of those other companies? The new templates look a lot better than this. For free. Is that a good thing? Okay, let me show you how to do it. Write this website down. www.ian.com. IAN.com. www.ian.com. And you're going to click on affiliate program. You're going to register your name, your contact information. They're automatically going to log you into the members area. And you're going to fill in your domain information, what you want to say up at the top. And that's really about it. Now you're done. And it's going to give you a URL, a link, that if you go directly to that link, it's going to look something like this, but better, actually. Much better. And you can set it up instantly. Now let me ask you, let me give you another example. Websites. Website templates. Is that a good product? How many people have a website on the internet? I mean, how many people on the internet itself that have businesses have a website? Everybody, right? Let me repeat, that was a joke, by the way. If you're on the internet and you have a business, usually you also have a what? Website. Do some people get bored with their websites? Do they want to change it? Do they want to make it look pretty? Yes. So do you think if we sold website templates, do you think that'd be a popular topic? So here's how we do it. You go to this website. Write this down. This is an awesome website, by the way. If you want a website template, go to this website. You can buy one for like $50, and it'll be like phenomenal as far as how it's designed and everything. You go to templatemonster.com. Now, here's the process again. You click affiliate program, and then you fill out about three pieces of information, your domain name, and then you fill out, your domain name. That's about it, really. And you choose a color. And now all of a sudden you click next. And all of a sudden, this file downloads to your computer in a zip file. You now unzip this package, and you upload it to your website. You are now done. And you have a whole store selling thousands upon thousands of websites, and I think you make like 25% of whatever sales that you get through that store. But now, what if you did that same process? Now, listen to this. Now, this is going off his question that he asked just a moment ago. What if you did this? If you went and you went to this Template Monster site and you registered a domain name, so you actually spent $8.95 at GoDaddy, okay? You then had a hosting account, which you took these files, you uploaded it to. And now, what if you went to eBay and posted your template website now at eBay for someone else to buy? Do you think you could get $300 or $400 for it? Remember, thousands of websites, thousands of templates, high-end quality, with a domain name already set up, total turnkey package, would someone pay $300 or $400 for it? Yes, they will. Now we just reversed the deal on eBay. What we did now is now we have a product that we're selling on eBay. Because they didn't know how to do it. You can now go to eBay and you can at least sell one a week like that. Without any effort, time on your part, and it will literally take you 5 minutes to do it after you've done it the first time. That's it. That's how powerful this is. What if you had this travel website? What if I took this to eBay and I said, here's the domain name, it's already registered, here's the website, here's what it looks like, and I'm going to sell this to you for $400 or $500. Is that good? Yes. Now, could you do that one a week on that? So now we're making $800 to $1,000 a week, and I'm not even finished yet. Do you see how powerful this is? You may think, you know, how many people think this is too easy at this point? Raise your hand. How many people think I'm holding back something? Right? I am telling you everything. This is it. See, to make money does not mean it has to be complicated. That's what people don't understand. I mean, if you could sit behind my shoulder and just watch. I do nothing more than what I just said. That is it. I'm telling you everything there is to know. Let me give you some other ideas. Casino website. Do people gamble? Is it better for you to get their money or someone else get their money? You, right? You keep it. Question.
Hi, my name is Sumina. Question is, how about the hosting when you set
hosting? That's a good question. You can get Tom. You know, Tom has a hosting package. Tom, you can talk. Is Tom in here? No. Okay. Tom, when Tom gets in here, tell him that Armin said that he's giving away free hosting to everybody. No, actually, he won't mind. No, really, Tom owns a hosting company. Honestly, I don't know the pricing on his hosting company, but ask him about it, and I'm sure he'll cut you guys a great deal. But it's like next to nothing.
Yeah, what I meant was, you answered part of it. What I meant was, you bought this website, right?
Yes.
Of eBay. Now, they originally are hosted on some site.
Yes.
Right? What happens? How does that transaction go?
Good deal. That's a good question. The question is, they already have hosting somewhere in some cases. What happens with the hosting? Two options. You can continue the hosting that they have. Usually, it's going to be between $10 and $14 a month for that website. Or what you can do is you can transfer it to your own hosting company, and then you could handle that. So you have two options with it. Does that make sense?
I also know that process names change. There are a few things that go on. How?
Oh, it's very simple. What happens is here's the exact process. The person will email you and ask you what's the information should we transfer the domain name to. They will then transfer the domain name to you. It'll be transparent. No one knows what's going on. And within a day or two, the information will change as to who the website owner is. It will change to your information.
The DNS.
Yep, the DNS and everything else. So it's totally updated. One more question. Go ahead. Time's up. Let's go on. Yes.
You said you changed the order link on your pages.
Correct.
So you're changing it to go into a shopping cart to take the
order?
Well,
that's a good point.
And the second question with that is, do you use the same company every time to take the payments?
Good question. Now, how many of you actually have a merchant account right now? Raise your hand. Some of you have. If you have a merchant account, you have online processing capabilities, you just set up a new link in your own merchant account. How many people don't have a merchant account? Okay, if you don't have a merchant account, here's the simplest way. You can sign up for a PayPal account, and you can use PayPal to accept payments. If you don't have PayPal, you can use ClickBank, www.clickbank.com. It's $47 setup fee, and it's like 7.5% per transaction. I used ClickBank for 3 years when I first started online, and that's what I use. But you can use any one of those options. Now, most of these products, it's not necessary even for a full shopping cart system. As you get more and more products, you may want to get a full shopping cart, like Autopilot Riches or One Shopping Cart, that type of idea. But initially, with this concept, it's not necessary because usually it's just a very simple order, buy, done process. So that's all you have to do. And you can use the same thing over and over again. ClickBank, you have multiple products in it and everything else. Good. Okay, last question, then we're going to move on. We've got 30 minutes and we've got a buzz.
Hello? Yeah. ClickBank and those other facilities, you can't build up lists using those. You have to have an autopilot riches, don't you?
You do have to have an autoresponder. You should have an autoresponder. Not necessary, but you should for good marketing purposes. For example, you can have an autoresponder set up with anybody. Autopilot riches, AWeber. Does everyone know what an autoresponder is?
Yeah.
Okay, who doesn't know? You don't? You don't? You kind of do? Kind of don't? Well, in my package, it tells you exactly how to do that. That, again, that's a joke. But an autoresponder is very simple. It's like a fax back information. You send an email to somewhere, it sends you back information instantly, and it builds your mailing list for you. So if I send an email to David's website, right? For example, if I send it to info at his website, it'll come back to me with information, add me to a database, and then follow up with me repeatedly after the fact, after I bought or if I opted in for someone's list. Does that make sense? But yes, you would have to have an autoresponder system. Not necessary. The majority of people on the internet do not use it. I would recommend it in order to build your database so you can follow up with people after the fact. But you could just start off with even something free initially just to get started. Again, our purpose is to make money first, then to go back and fix it later. Because the faster you go from concept to reality will determine how much effort and time that you put into that business. Does that make sense? The faster you do it, the more money you will make, the more interest level you will have, the more you will continue to do that. Does that make sense? Okay, let's go on. We've got 30 minutes left. Please hold your questions and we'll go through. Private label nutritional supplements. Is that a good product? What is a market where people will pay any amount of money for results? Health, specifically. Again, how many people have ever tried to lose weight and bought a diet supplement? Okay? If I told you by Friday, today's Friday, if I told you by Monday, and if you were overweight and you felt like you need to lose weight, you could lose 30 pounds effectively, safely, and it will cost you $200. How many people would buy it right now? Okay? It's called not eating. That's $200, by the way. Will the market ever go away? No. People will always overeat. People will always overindulge. It will always be there. Why aren't you doing it? We know it's a good market. Why aren't we doing it? Need to have product, medically certified, what else? Money, right? If you're going to private label something, don't you need money to do that? Normally it costs too much, there's no knowledge, you have no money to do it, you have no idea of how to do it. Here's how simple it is. You need a wholesale source, bottom line. You need a wholesale source in order to do it. You also need a product formulation. You just can't slap a bunch of stuff together and say, oh, that sounds pretty good, and start selling it. Doesn't work that way, does it? No. There's all kinds of regulations. You need an affordable cost to do it. It's got to be effective. It's got to fit your pocketbook. Vital Labs. I'm just giving you one resource, Vital Labs. Now, I've used this company for about 5 years now. We manufacture a whole line of diet and nutritional supplements that we market online that I've never talked about. And the reason why we do this is because it's repeat customers. You know how I sell diet products online? This is the last promotion that we did. The last promotion I did, I said, I will pay you to lose weight. I will pay you to lose weight. How many people will do that? Here's how I did it. You buy my product, you have to stay on it for 3 months. It's 4 products. It's $100 a month. And you take a picture of yourself right now holding up a newspaper ad, and then you take a picture of yourself at the end of 3 months. And if you lose up to 10 pounds, I will pay you $50. If you lose up to 20 pounds, I will pay you $100. If you lose 30 pounds, I will pay you $150. Is that a good promotion? Now, do I mind? Now, remember, how much did they pay me? $300. $100 a month for 3 months. Or else if they only do it for 2, they don't qualify. They have to pay me 3 months. At most, I'm paying them $150, right? Now, think of this. I pay them $150 if they lose 30 pounds. But what else do I have? I have before and after pictures that my products work, don't I? Now, is that worth it to me? I think so. So you're building this huge database. Now let's talk about this. They're paying me $100 a month. How much does this cost me? Well, for product number 1, it costs me $3. Product number 2 costs me $3. Product number 3 costs me $3. And product number 4 costs me $3. Do I make out pretty good? I think so. Now, what about this? I put a little twist on it. This is what we're getting ready to relaunch under a product. In fact, our website currently is freedietproducts.com, where people will actually give me $6.95 for a 1 month supply of the product. Now, if they cancel, they will not get billed at the end of 30 days. But if they don't cancel, I will charge them $36.95 a month until they tell me to stop charging them. Automatically, 30 to 40% of the people will say no and cancel, right? But what happens? I still got 60 to 70% of the people that said, yes, I want it, right? Is that a good model? Is that residual? Yes. How many times do I have to make the sale? Once. And you can do this. You can do this here. Vital Labs, $1.75 to $7 per bottle for almost anything you want. You can order one product, one bottle, or one case, or 24 cases, or 100 cases. It doesn't matter. The price is always the same. That's the beauty of working with this one company. And they ship to the UK. Is that pretty good? And any kind of product you want. pre-made formulations. You don't think about it. They have stuff already. Go ahead. Do they drop? No, they don't drop ship. But I bet you if you looked simply online for fulfillment companies in the UK, I bet you could find someone that would probably fulfill it for maybe $1 or $2. There you go. See? We'll talk about it after. Same formula sold in stores. It's the same thing. I don't know. Do they have this product here? It's called Metabolife. Okay. Now, I have a product. It's called Thermogen. It happens to be the exact same formula as Metabolife. 100% to a T, exact same ingredients, exact same formulation, except Metabolife sells there between $36 and $40 in the U.S. I buy that product for $3. Same product, everything, identical, same thing from these guys. And you can sell it for $24 to $40 a bottle. Will people pay it? Yes. Do people pay it? Yes. Now what? Anyone ever heard of the Atkins diet program? How many people have ever tried that? I'm sorry. I tried it too. French fries were calling my name day and night. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. So I was having withdrawals. So anyways, but what if you could eat anything you want and not have the effects of the carbohydrates? What if you could have a carbohydrate blocker? Would that be good? Well, what if there's a product called Cheat and Eat? That you just have to take 2 tablets every time you eat, and it blocks all the carbohydrates from entering your system and blocks all the fat from entering your system. Is that a good product? Could you sell that to somebody? Could you buy a case for $3 a bottle that's less than $75, right? And could you tell just a couple of your friends and they'd probably buy all the whole case, right? That's it. That's how simple this is. I'm not telling you to go start telling your friends about this stuff. I'm telling you that online, it's just bigger. It's bigger and it's a bigger market, and you can do that. That's a real product, by the way. What about ethics? Well, if you feel good about it yourself, then you're good to go. If you can sleep at night selling the product, if the products actually work, I'm not going to tell you to sell something that you don't believe in and it's not morally right. I'm going to tell you, if the products work, you believe in them, if you've tried them and you had good effects on you, then you sell it. I'm not telling you, don't ever, in fact, I would advise you not to sell anything that you haven't personally tried yourself. Before I met my wife, I tried my own diet products. I lost 40 pounds in 2 months. 40 pounds in 2 months, going out every... I remember I was single. So going out every night. Now, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know about here, but at 3 o'clock in the morning when I left a club at home, I was hungry. So I would stop by this place called Waffle House. And I would have a T-bone steak and eggs. Every day, I was going out 5 nights a week, and I still lost 40 pounds in 2 months. Now, do you think I believe in that product? Yeah. The problem is I can't remember to take the product every day. That's my biggest problem. But here's what it is. Let's go back. Okay, private label. Now let's go forward. Okay, I'm gonna buzz through this real fast. Okay, properties on eBay. $980 to $1,500 residential properties are for sale every single day on eBay. Every day. $300 to $500 commercial properties are for sale on every single day on eBay. 1,000 to 1,500 land sales are available on eBay every single day. Land, narrow down the listings. You have to narrow it down because there's so many of them. You need to find out what is good and what is bad. And again, we're talking real estate. Remember, real estate. Highly motivated sellers. We want people that want to get rid of it, right? That don't want it anymore. Now, how many people here have an extra $20,000 to invest in real estate? Raise your hand. A couple of you do. You guys see me separately after. I'll tell you what to do with that $20,000. But you don't need $20,000. I'm going to show you a lot better way. The key to real estate is buy low, sell high, right? I have to tell you something. I don't know anything about real estate. Here's how I buy real estate. Here's my checkbook, and I write a check. That's it. That's the only way that I know how to buy real estate. That's it. I don't know any other method. So I had to take that same method that I knew, what I knew how to buy real estate with, and I had to figure out how to do it on eBay, and here's how I did it. I found low price points on eBay. Here's the only thing you need to know. No reserve. No reserve. On eBay, here's what it means with no reserve. It means this, that with no reserve, that they have to sell it regardless. That means if they start off at zero and that auction only goes up to $100, they have to sell it at $100. That's it. Do you see what I mean? $100. They've committed to it. They have to sell it at that point if the auction is set up as no reserve. Okay? Now remember that. Property number one. Here's a house. Okay, $860. There's 11 bids. It got up to $860 after 11 people have already bid on it. Is that a good deal? For $860, is it good? How many people would buy that property? I would. Now, could you flip it? Do you want to keep it? Well, honestly, if you saw where I'm standing and looking at this picture, you wouldn't want to keep this house. Okay? You don't want this stuff. Trust me. Now, here's what the deal is, though. I found out that we can find the demographics on eBay. Now, let's look at this. The median household income is $27,000 in the area. Median home value, $74,500. So, if I bought a house for $860, could I sell that for $1,700? If I just double my money, right? Is it easy to double your money in real estate? Not really. On here it is, but not in this. So again, if this was the average house, what would you say the lowest house would be normally in a real market? $10,000, $20,000, $30,000? So if we wanted to sit on it and try to go through a real real estate broker, we could probably get more money. But that's not the objective. The objective is to buy it, flip it within days, double our money and get out. It's like another example. That's called eBay. Again, eBay. What happens is when you go to eBay, let me explain to you how to get there, first of all. You go to realestate.ebay.com. Now, here's what happens. You go there, and you'll see different categories. You'll see condominiums, you'll see land, residential, and commercial. So you pick your choice, what you want, and then you type in the search box. When you get to that section, no reserve. And then you search again only on those listings. And those will come up with what you're looking for. Here's property number two. This is a dump. Do you notice this trend here? It's a dump. We don't care, though. Here's the dump, $990. One person had bid on it already. This person's only sold one thing before on eBay. I wasn't too keen on this one. But this one still had 5 days to go, $990. Had some property to it, which is pretty good. Here's the demographics. Median home value, $58,000, average home value in that area. This was in Mississippi, by the way, in the U.S. Home appreciation, 7.2%. We can see the percentage of homes owned, how many people are renting, the vacants, how many people are vacant in the area, commuting, carpools, all working at home. 1.5% of people are working at home in this area. You can see all this different demographics right from the listing. I'm not even going anywhere else, really. I'm clicking a little link that says demographics on the website, and up pops this window and tells me all the information I need to know for it. Now, let me give you another example. More info. Here's the property and info number two. Here's the parcel ID. Lots 119 and 120, two lots. Holland Grove sector, and it gives you the whole section. Address, gives me the address right here. Single story, double corner lot, 80 foot by 120 square feet, less than a mile from Highway 75. This property is a major fixer-upper and is being sold as is. That's okay. Remember, I'll tell you why in a moment. Okay, to the best of my knowledge, there are no liens on the property, and the title, all the taxes are current. Taxes are $375 a year. If you need further information, you may contact Saginaw County or city authorities. They're telling you, if you don't believe me, contact the local authority. Contact the local government in the area. They'll tell you everything you need to know about this property. Is that pretty honest? I think so. Can you check on this stuff? Yes, with a simple phone call, you can check on it. Here's property number three. Let me give you another example. This is more of a commercial property. It's actually three different units, one, two, and three, right here. Pretty big property, $2,550 after 10 people had bid on it already. This person sold 9 items on eBay so far. It's a pretty good sign. $2,550, that's it. Now let's look at this. Demographics. $66,900, average residential home. We're not talking about commercial property, though. And again, we can see all the demographics, everything we need to know. It's really, really simple. Do you see a trend here? You buy low, you sell high. Is that pretty much standard in real estate? But except it's on eBay. Now, let me show you some outrageous stuff. $1.25 after two bids already. It started lower than that. I mean, come on. Okay, now how many people could buy this property right now? Raise your hand. Okay, if you can't, then we have to talk after. But we got bigger issues. Real estate bulk dealers. This is what's happening. I'm going to give you my version of what happens on eBay, first of all, on real estate. Now, I don't know if this is true, but this is how I see it because I've seen these trends happen. Now, the way I see it is that people buy these bulk pieces of property, meaning that there may be 10, 5, 15 units, and they may buy these at a big old rate. They may pay $5,000 or $10,000 and get 15 different units. So now what they'll do is they'll put them on eBay for a lot less money. They're just trying to dump them. They're just trying to probably double their money as well, too. But at $500 or $1,000 or $2,000, I can double my money real quickly because there's someone still willing to buy or pay for that if they want to sit on it. And so that's really all that's happening, is you're buying it and then flipping it for double your money, and someone's always willing to pay for it. And now, if the average home sold for $74,000, and how many times could someone else do this? We could sell to somebody, and they could do the same thing, right? And then they could do the same thing. And then they could do the same thing all the way up until they got into the competitive market price, right? And it wins all the way around.
I had a question. Sure. If this is being sold once and it's being sold at like $2,000, who says you can double your money? Because it's the same people who bid on it.
Oh, well, that's a good question. We double the price, and I'm going to show you exactly how we do it. Remember, it's all about marketing. It's all about marketing. Let's talk about this first, and I'll show you exactly how I do this. $99, $99, $99, $99. Okay? All this is like a 1.3 miles, all of it's no reserve. It means what? They have to sell it, right? Have to. There is no choice. They have to do it. Now, this is the same company the whole way. Let me show you one more. Land sales. $101. The reserve is not met on that, but the buy it now price is what? $499. Okay? Again, buy it now button. Let me show you what I do, though. Flipping for profits. You don't want to keep the property. That's number one. Two, you want to turn it over in hours, at most days, you want to flip this. Take your money and run. Step number three. Most people don't know how to sell. That's the problem. Again, Eric's question in the back is how do we know we can sell it for more than that? Because first of all, if you search eBay, you will find that property goes from $100, usually, to $200, $300, $400, all the way up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Now, most property that's put up there is not up there for very long. It's only sold within days, sometimes hours. So most people haven't had a chance to see it yet. That's the first thing. But let me show you how I do it. Most people now have no clue on marketing. You have a secret weapon no one else has anywhere on eBay. Me. And here's how it works. Okay, decide on what you want to make, first of all. Okay, I would recommend 100% return on your investment, meaning twice the amount of money that you paid for it. Minimum is 100%. 2 to 300% can be expected if you want to wait a little bit of time. I want to do this really fast, and I'm going to show you why in a moment. Price it to what the market will hold. That is key, meaning that we're going to do the research to find out what similar property is already selling on eBay before we even buy the property. We don't want to do it after. We want to do it before so we have an expectation as far as how fast that we can do this. We want to do competitive research, and we want to spy on what other people else are doing, and we want to look at what other people are selling on eBay. Now, let me give you an example. I'm getting to the example. Post an auction. I think most of you know what an auction is, right? It's very simple. You put something up for sale on eBay. That's an auction. You need content. You're going to use the existing content that you bought it from, and then you're going to reformat it, and most auctions suck. Bottom line, that's the way it works. You're selling real estate, be professional. This is a typical site. This is a typical eBay auction. Very typical. The problem is, what? Would you spend money with this would you buy real estate from this ad? No. There's no picture. There's nothing, right? There actually is a picture lower down on the page. But it's not very good. Keyword, no reserve, though, right? Now, what I did is I took that property, this property, turned it around, and I made the ad. Does it look a little nicer? But did you notice something else I did here? I added this button. This is audio. I'm actually giving them a verbal description of the property and why I'm selling it. Do you know that eBay, by putting audio on your eBay websites, will increase your sales by over 600%? 600% just by adding audio to your auctions. Now, this property was going to sell anyway, right? I doubled the price, must sell $2,550 right now. Not later, right now. Just some very basic copy. Click to listen to our talking auction, and we have use the buy button. Just a simple deal at the headline, must sell this handyman special, dirt cheap, buy now, use the buy button, $2,550. I also added a buy button to the website, a buy it now button to the auction. Why? To give people the option, just buy it now. People are more likely, 500% more likely to actually buy something on eBay if it has a buy it now button. You will sell it that much faster.
Where did you get the picture from?
The picture was already on the other auction. It was just lower down the page.
Oh, okay.
I boosted it up to the top of the page. Now, I did this in less than 5 minutes, first of all, that ad, and it sold in less than 3 days. Do other people bid on it? They will bid on it, but we're trying to really capture the buy it now buttons. Now, here's how you do it. I never take possession of the property, first of all. Okay, hold on, hold your questions for a moment. I never take possession of the property. Let me repeat that. I never take possession of the property. Does anyone get any idea that I don't take possession of the property? Here's how you do it. You buy from buyer number one. I then reformat it. I repost it on eBay. I double the amount of money that I bought it for. I repost it. I sell it. I send the info to buyer number one, okay? I post it, I sell it. I post it on eBay. I reverse this. I post it on eBay, right? Then what I do is from the guy that I bought it from, I send him, the person I sold it from, info to him. Now, where do I appear anywhere on any paperwork?
Nowhere.
What did I do, though? I took the money, I spent $500 here. Then what I do is I go over here and I sell it for $1,000. Then I take this person's name and I give it to this person. This person will email me initially and say, whose name should I put the deed under? And I'll say, nobody's yet, please hold, right? And I'll come back and say, I'll send you that in a couple days. I take this person's name and then I send it over to this guy and now I'm done, I'm out of it. Is that pretty simple? Can anyone do this? I mean, is it complicated? Do you have to do it? No. Is it an option to do it? Yes. See, it's just really, really simple. Questions?
Yeah, you're on about the buy it now button.
Yes.
Don't you need to have to sell so many things on eBay before you can put that onto your...
Not that I know of. I mean, yeah. I don't sell a whole lot on eBay, but I can put a buy it now button anytime I want.
Right, okay.
It's just a choice of auction, actually. That's what it is. It's up to you. It's optional if you use a buy it now button or not. Depends on how you want to do it. Question, Nicola, back in the back.
Hi, I checked this out just a little while ago. Apparently, if you sold 10 things or you give them your direct debit details, your bank details, they'll let you do the buy it now.
Right. So if you give them your bank details then? Yeah, so that's not an issue then. One more question, then we got to move on real quick.
Going back to the audio you had on the house.
How do you do that?
One, how do you do it? And two, I take it you didn't actually visit that house.
Oh, no. I just I told them verbally what the option was.
So you basically just tell them what the picture is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I read to them exactly what was on the right-hand side of the page.
So in case they're an idiot, you know, they're actually speaking to them.
So how many people can read? That's all. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much at all. Now, we're gonna go on. I'll answer some questions after. But this is it. You do this, you sell it, you repost it, congratulations, you're now done, go to bed, have a great day, because that's all it takes to do this on eBay. See, I don't know how to do real estate any other way. I don't know how to do all these fancy methods. You know, Ted knows all kinds of stuff about real estate. I have no clue. All I know is if I have $500, I can buy it. And if I put up for $1,000, I can sell it. And I can make a $500 profit. And that sounds pretty good to me. And so that's it. So now let's go on. Here's what we covered. We covered how you want to make money. Everyone said fast, right? How you get paid. We talk about traditional product development. We talk about eBay profits. We talk about products, private label, real estate. We talked about all this at this point. Now, how many people, let me ask everyone a question here. This is a serious question. How many people figured out at this point that I actually would have something that you may want to buy? Okay? I never, ever want to disappoint anybody. So so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you something. We have something that's called the Internet Business Generator Workshop. It's specifically for people in the UK. That's it. No one else will do it. And the reason why is because every time I do, David took one of my last classes. And I had to do it at a time that was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Because I did it at 9 a.m. U.S. time, where I live, on the East Coast. And so I talked about this with my wife. She says, you know, you should really do a class when they're actually awake. And so I said, yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea. So I'm going to do a class only for people in the U.K. And here's what it is. Everything you need a profitable and successful internet business, generator business right now. And here's the cost. It's $29.97 U.S. So that means it's like $5. $5 to you in pounds. But here's what it works out to be. Here's what it comes with. First of all, everything that you need. I make software. How many people know that at this point? You all should know that. Is my sales letter generator software. You know how to write a sales letter? Fill in the blanks. E-book generator. This makes you e-books anytime that you want to. I didn't explain all of this to you. My PDF, instead of buying Adobe software for $247, my software does the same exact thing. You get it free. E-cover generator. You know those fancy e-cover books that you see online? They look like a book, but it's only a graphic. That's what makes it. We sell thousands upon thousands of those online. My popover generator, we have a patented technology that actually puts ads on a website that gets around all pop-up blockers. We have my link check generator, checks how many people are linking to your site. We have my FlashPal, which works with PayPal in order to protect your download information. We have my pop-up generator that we sold literally thousands upon thousands of copies with. We have my header generator. You know the top of the World Internet Summit website has that graphic at the top? Our software makes that automatically for you with over 300 templates. Anyone can do this. I made this package for beginners, and this is what my primary business is. Opt-in automator, that builds your list. Everything starts with a list. I will show you how to generate a list with your products. When you get traffic to your website, this will help you build your list. You get my smart page generator that I created as a result of Stephen Pierce. Stephen created a concept to drive traffic to a website. Smart page generator is literally used by thousands of people all over the world to get top 10 search engine rankings. If you go to Google right now, if you go to Yahoo, let's put it this way. If you go to Yahoo right now, what are we at right now? Internet marketing seminar, right? If you type in the words, internet marketing seminar, the number one listing is not my website, which I do seminar myself in the U.S. twice a year. It's not Ted's website. It's actually some person, one of my clients, that actually used my software to get the number one ranking for internet marketing seminar utilizing Smart Page Generator. And I can't knock him out of there, which really kind of bothers me. But internet marketing basics, how many people feel that you're a beginner? Raise your hand. Remember I told you my brother asked me to teach him how to do this stuff? I did. But because if I'm talking, usually I'm recording at the same time. Because everything I say, I record because it may turn into a product later. Well, I sold over 100 people onto a call that I taught my brother. It was going to be a two-hour call, turned into 5 hours that I taught my brother. Everything from the very basics, websites, templates, uploading, FTPing, all that good stuff. And that's all in that package, a five-hour call. If you bought all those packages individually, it cost you $13.47 online, U.S. itself. But there's something else. This is all about product creation, right? I've taught so many classes. David took my last class on product creation. Do you have a microphone? I haven't asked him to do this, but I just asked him. David, what's your thoughts of the last product creation workshop that I did? This is just a few months ago.
You're getting a lot of information very, very rapidly. I went from start to finish with your product creation. I had something that I was doing in tandem, and it just took a lot of what I had in my mind and put it into practice, and it became real. And I, quite often during the phase, you have questions, where do I go to next? And I've given you a couple of calls.
Right.
And that really does help me a lot. A few minutes of Armin's time will put you on the right track. He will tell you very quickly, you're going down the wrong path, or that's the right way to go. You told me I'm going the right way,
right?
And it meant I could keep going on with confidence. So it really was worth it was really worth it for me.
Great.
I can only endorse what my personal experience was, but it was fantastic.
Sure. Awesome. Great. Now, here's what it is. See, I've done not only one of these classes on product creation, everything on product creation. I've done them 4 times now, 4 different times, and you get access to all of those calls. That's 36 hours of the recordings. I teach you how to make ebooks, DVDs, physical books, software, which is what I specialize in. Show you literally how I use the methods to create software without being a programmer. You don't have to know how to make a program or program software in order to make money. I don't. I teach you how to do your own seminars. All that's 1997. That's why I normally sell that product package at. 36 hours worth of content. Here's what else, though. I get the IBG workshop live. This is the live teleseminar series. It's a four-week training class. I can't teach you everything that I know in 90 minutes. It's impossible. I can't tell you everything you know on eBay. I can give you a lot, enough to make you dangerous, like I said. So here's what it works. I give you the latest eBay private label real estate income building techniques live on a teleseminar. It's open questions during UK times rather than US times, which is what I normally make people do. Live questions and answers. Any questions you have, I answer them live on the call. You ask them, it's really simple. It's a step-by-step program. I don't tell you to buy anything until you hear all the steps first. Everything, 100% you need to know. It's $29.97, that's a total package. But let's go back. There's something else. You know, I know this. People that listen to what I have to say works. This is a $50,000 money-back guarantee. Here's how it reads. If you follow my step-by-step, easy-to-use system, and you don't earn $50,000, if you don't earn $50,000 in the next 12 months, I will refund your money 100%. Is that good? What is there to lose? Nothing. Either I perform, my techniques work, or you get your money back. Is that pretty good? Because I know these will work. Anyone that's ever used my techniques work. They do it. My number one student to this day, right now, my number one student makes $2,500 a day. I have a 17-year-old coaching student, 17 years old, makes $20,000 a month. Right? I have a whole group of people that are coming to my house when I get back next Wednesday and Thursday. The lowest amount of money they make per month is $5,000 per month. That's the lowest that they do. Because they just simply follow my step-by-step system as I say it. Not because I want them to, because they should. I'm not going to tell you anything that doesn't make me any money. IBG, Total Workshop, here's what you get. The Generator Software Package, $1,347, 36-hour recordings, a four-week workshop, $50,000 money-back guarantee. Everything right now is $29.97 U.S. Here's how it works. Here's what you do. The first 10 people also take part in my apprentice program. Now, this is how the apprentice program works. You can't hire me, first of all. It's impossible. I charge $1,000 to $5,000 an hour to talk with you. At $5,000 an hour if you want to hear me talk about search engine stuff, $1,000 if you just want to chat. So, if you just want to chat, give me a ring. But I don't accept any new clients. That's the bad part. Because I'm too busy. I have too many of my own things. The way it works is we joint venture together. I can show you how to make money. I guarantee I can show you how to make money. We joint venture together. The way it works is I consult with you on your product. I walk you through step by step. I consult with you on your website, step by step. I consult with you on your advertising. I tell you what to do, what not to do. And I also tell you if you're screwing up, which is a lot of times what I tell people that they're doing. Because if you follow the system, you won't screw up. If you don't, if you veer, start listening to other stuff, you will screw up. We split the profits. Fair enough? Here's the split. 90% you, 10% me. Is that fair? No, okay, it's not fair. you need to sit closer next time. 90% you, 10% me. I tell you exactly what to do. That's how it works. Here's what you do next. You run to the back table. You fill out an order form. You fill out, on the order form, there's a blank order form. It says Armin Morin UK IBG offer. That's what's going to be at the back table. You have to write that down there. It's very important. You hand it to the people at the back. You come to the front of the room. This is really important because I'm taking all the people that sign up for this to lunch where I can actually show them something else. And you'll learn my secret two-minute product creation technique that I haven't ever talked about at a seminar or to anybody, period. What we're going to do is we're going to do this all right now. We're going to break for lunch in just a moment. But again, I'm going to take everyone to lunch. So if you're interested in this, go ahead and get it in the back. And then here's what it is. You get everything that we talked about. That's how much money you'd have to pay in real life. And it's $29.97. My name is Armin Warren. Again, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. The key is this. Whether you do this package, whether you do anything this weekend, is to listen to what people have to say. And there's only one thing that you need to do. And that is take action. Is to get up and actually do it yourself. And that's it. So I hope hopefully you've learned at least one thing from me today. Hopefully you've learned more than that. But thank you very much. We're going to lunch. Those people are interested, come see me in a moment. Thank you.